mother was. Mm. Keeps her parents together.
Did she?
My aunt was my father's sister. And I was taken to live with my aunt.
In Manchester?
Yes. And so stayed there until her death. When I was about 16. And he married again. And I went to my mother.
You went back to your mother? And then you became a school teacher, did you?
I became a teacher. This is where I met.
Met Mrs. Billington. Miss Billington, Teresa Billington. Can you remember how you met your husband? You met him at a women's suffrage meeting, didn't you?
Probably. He
supported women's suffrage, didn't he?
Yes. He used to tell
interesting to talk to, you see. You told me this morning you're too tired. You are tired, I know. She hasn't been very well this week.
No.
Have you? But you're all right now. Yes.
Well, you tell me when you think I should
go. Oh, well, it's all right. She likes to have somebody to talk to, somebody different. Right?
Yes.
Where a change.
She was telling me where she first met her husband. She met him at a women's suffrage meeting. And he
really? What was he doing?
He defended her when she was speaking.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, sorry. Yes. She probably had more to say.
Together in the same school. Teresa Billington then decided to go to a meeting at the Oldham Street.
In Manchester?
In Manchester, where a meeting of the women was being held in protest. Against women not having votes.
It's a long time ago for you to remember, isn't it? Oh, yes.
In Portland's
mm-hmm. Yes. We're talking about Teresa Billington, that she was a teacher. Was she a good teacher, Mrs. Schofield Kempis? She was good, was she? She joined the Women's Freedom League with you, didn't she? She
we're doing together.
Yes.
And
can you remember?
We went out. Oh, I know. We went to a public meeting to convince the people that the women ought to vote. That was a suicide wall in Manchester. And when as a Winston Churchill was the speaker.
Oh yes.
He was the candidate.
In the by-election, yes.
And he didn't answer. And then they get called up and showed him a paper. Showed him something showing votes for women. And they had dragged out into town hall. You read about that?
Yes, yes. You went to prison later, didn't you?
Yes. They were both arrested because they went on talking about Teresa. Mrs. Billington Greig, as she was not there, she didn't marry for a year or so.
No, that's right.
And they were taken to Strange Ways Jail. And I think it was Christabel who got, they were tried, and I think she got 3 weeks.
What did you go to prison for, Mrs. Scofield Coates?
I went to prison for refusing to go away from the railings of the House of Commons.
You stood on a policeman's toe, didn't you? A dreadful crime.
What was it like in prison, Mrs. Scofield Coates? Very, very depressing, was it? Yes, I was wondering how you met your husband, Mrs. Scofield Coates.
That's when it's a public meeting, I think.
At a public meeting?
You were organising the WFL, weren't you?
Yeah.
Up here.
After I was arrested, I took a post as teachers. And I went up and down the country, as up in Scotland, and down in London.
You did election work, did you?
Yes. And there was an election where Winston Churchill.
At Aberdeen, was that?
No, in the
Dumfries.
Dundee. No, I'm thinking of Scotland. At least in the southeast,
southeast, yes.
statement was made that women got the vote to be backed by the liquor.
Oh yes, yes.
Oh yes, I remember that.
Yes.
Afterwards to deny it, and they didn't. And I was in Aberdeen, and he was defeated as a candidate in Manchester.
In 1908?
In Salford, I think. And he went up.
You've got a very good memory, Mrs. Scofield Coates.
I went to Aberdeen to ask him to withdraw a statement that the backing of my marriage was defeated. And we went and took a big bag of us, as usual. And he was absolutely spoken when questions were asked. At a full meeting, he was asked, was he
in favour?
In favour of the statement. And he wouldn't answer. And the questions were put to the chairman, and not being the speaker, he was not allowed to speak. So by that time we didn't miss it any Kenny. You heard of her?
Oh yes, yes.
And others were Annie Kenny and Christabel who dragged out because they refused to accept the refusal. I was dragged out into the street. Both were arrested. And,
can you remember the meeting where Mrs. Pankhurst tore up the Constitution?
No, I was not present. If I was, I forgot.
You've forgotten it, yes.
I've been to so many meetings.
Yes, of course, yes.
Well, Annie Kenny worked among the factory girls in Lancashire, and tried to get the speakers to come. She and Sister Melba was into pain and jail. And Teresa went round to Elizabeth talking on the paper about both women.
Was Teresa Billington a handsome woman?
She was a big woman. Not bad looking. Big woman.
Good speaker?
Yeah.
Good teacher?
I believe so.
You taught boys and girls, didn't you? In the days before comprehensive schools?
Yes.
That's high.
That's high.
You taught at Hyde Grammar School, did you?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Do they call it the grammar school or the polytechnic?
Grammar school,
was it? Yes.
And I left them and took buses of girls, houses of girls.
Did you? What to do for nature study or? Remembers her uncle and aunt.
Does she?
Oh. Did you admire your aunt, Mrs. Schofield Coates? Was she a good woman?
Yes.
Was that Aunt Fanny?
Aunt Mary.
Mary, yes, that's right.
And she brought you up, did she?
Yes.
Did she support women's suffrage?
Back of her mind. The husband used to go to the little slip and she begged him. In those days there was
no Labour Party.
No Labour
Party. No.
Mother went to Germany when she was about 16, didn't you?
I went to there about 15.
Did you? What did you do there, Mrs. Schofield Coates?
I went with an uncle who was the head of a concern. And once I lived there, I just went about amongst the people.
Did you know German?
Just a little bit, not much, because I hadn't gone to learn German. I'd gone to just to
a holiday.
A holiday.
Holiday. Mm. Did you have a happy childhood, Mrs. Schofield Coates?
On the whole, I was very quiet. See, I had no companions.
You had three brothers?
Three brothers,
I think there were
four. Alf. And Bob. And Jim. Three.
Alive.
Yes.
And one died.
One died.
One died.
And then he was about three. But I didn't see much of him.
So you were a rather solitary girl, were you?
I was. I had a room of my own about a size. And lived alone.
So did that make you independent?
Well, I went to Dundee, as you heard, and I had a big meeting of workmen, and they asked him to apologize for saying the woman spoke them. The
drink trade, yes.
And when I got up to speak, I was in the chair, I said, I must do. Must ask him to withdraw the statement. fulfilled me. And he had with him a man whose name I cannot remember. I can see now, but always went down with him.
From Sealing, ex-Sealing, was it?
No.
I don't know who it would be then.
Well, he went round with him.
Mm.
And I said he could speak if he spoke in favour of a drawing statement and making an effort for woman suffrage. And he didn't mention it. And then the men started howling at him. And he had to come out. The thought was that he and his friend.
Yeah.
What about the meeting of Gisborough in the marketplace when they threw eggs and tomatoes?
Yes. When first I came into this area, I was off to speak to the workmen at Gisborough, and I spoke from the statue that they were in there doing that.
Yes, yes.
As soon as I got up to speak, this was before woman
suffrage
became popular. And that's about then they started throwing stones and eggs and all sorts of things about me. There's a mess. That was when I was on the statue.
Did nobody stand up for you?
Oh, yes. But you see, I forget who. What was the candidate?
I'm afraid I can't remember.
I think it was...
Wasn't Sir Herbert Samuel?
Yes,
was it? Yes, yes.
Was
Herbert Samuel.
Mm-hmm. And he was always very friendly with me. But he had dead his woman suffered. And
a long, long time ago, isn't it? What did you do as a girl when you were on your own? What did you do to entertain yourself?
I read.
Read books?
And had dogs.
Dogs?
I had dogs.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you help your aunt in the house at all?
Yes.
What about where you got your ideas about women's suffrage from? Did you get them from books? Who made you a women's suffrage enthusiast? Who converted you to women's suffrage?
Well, I couldn't understand why an election which was held at the beginning of the century men could go and vote, and women could not, when both were householders. And that made me think and think, and that made
Did you talk about it with your aunt?
Yes, she was much better informed than her husband on things generally.
Did you talk to your mother about women's suffrage?
No.
So it was your aunt who helped you become a suffragette, was it? What did you do with the dogs? Did you take them for a walk?
Walks.
You must have been on your own a lot.
I was. I used to have my own room, my own bedroom, and see the mayor of the castle a day, countryside.
Did you?
When did you meet Anna Munro first?
Anna Munro.
Yes. Do you remember?
She was in the League, wasn't she?
Yes, in the Freedom League. Yes. Miss Munro.
Yes, in Scotland.
In Scotland, that's right. Yes. Didn't you stand on a cart and ring a handbell?
Who's Dorothy Maloney?
Dorothy Maloney?
Yes.
Who came from the South.
What was Dorothy Maloney? Who was she?
She came from the southeast of France and worked with us to get on suffrage.
From France she came, didn't
you? Yes.
Oh.
Her parents lived abroad, did they?
No. And her mother.
So when did you become interested in the Labour Party, as in Scofield Coates?
Vote was passed in 1914.
1918, yes.
We were not allowed to use it until after the war.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And during that time, I helped to form the Children's
Homes. Oh yes, Children's Homes. It was your war work, was it?
Yes. I gathered a number of girls